yeah, you have to continue to recruit them because, you know, there's going to be programs that try and get kids to change their minds and look at other schools and whatnot. So you have to make sure you maintain a good relationship with those young men you recruited. And it could be 2 or 3 years out. So, you know, you have to make sure you stay after it and stay on it. And some of the recruits need a little more love than others, Derek. You know, some of those recruits need a lot of love and some don't need as much love. But that's why it's so important to connect with their kids, whether it's on a weekly basis or monthly basis. Just see how they're doing, how they're feeling. And they like talking hockey. They want to know about our team, what's going on, too. So, no question. Once you get a kid, that doesn't mean you just back off. That it seems like the process is not more intensified, but you have to keep on going.
During all your years as a player and as a coach in college hockey, how often has your team been a victim of some sort of, in quotes, gamemanship on road trips, such as loud music or somebody pulling a fire alarm at your hotel, ice cold showers, or no heat in the locker room, bus getting sabotaged?
We've had a few things, yeah. We've had, you know, even this year, where was it, Bemidji, where their fire alarms are going on off all night, and we thought it was somebody, you know, being, you know, smart and pulling the fire alarm or something, but actually they had a fire in the pool area, so the alarm kept going off, but we found a way to win there. But there's been some gamesmanship on different things, like ice time. All of a sudden, you're scheduled for a certain ice time at the rink, maybe, you know, they're not using their ice, so you want to go out a little earlier, and all of a sudden, oh, no, well, we're going to put one guy out there. You know, just, yeah, a lot of different gamesmanship things. They're not as much as you'd probably think there was, but there is some, definitely.
Recruiting appears to be going well, but we haven't seen a USHL American player commit since November of 2013, excluding Devin Carroll. How are things going outside of the BCHL in Canada?
Wow, that's a good question, but I can tell you we have one, two, I'm just trying to count them in my head right now. It's got to be more than that. Three. I think we've got at least four guys playing in the USHL right now that are coming here. So some I can't. I don't know if I can talk about a couple of them, but I don't need to. But, no. Yeah, we have some guys in the USHL, and they're doing very well, actually. So, yes, so it's going well, and we're in a lot of different places. Billy and Joe were, for example, this weekend we didn't practice Saturday, so they jumped in a car and went to watch three games over in the Duluth area. So some high school games and a junior game over there. So so we're out recruiting, and we'll catch a couple of Minnesota playoff games here. Winding down and getting ready for the state tournament, so we'll catch some games over there. I believe Tuesday and Wednesday of this week while we're over that way. So it's ongoing. It's nonstop, and we got to go where we can get the best players. So, you know, if we can't get the best player out of the USHL, we're going to go somewhere else and get the best player. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what league. You know, Alex Patan played in the BC Junior League. Tanner Carroll played in the USHL. So they're both got 100 points. So you can. You know, we just want the best fit for Michigan Tech and the best players, and they're not necessarily in one league or one area, and that's why it's good to be in some different areas.
Is it harder this time of year when things, in the situation you as a coaching staff are in right now, to separate, okay, what's going on now and everything that's going on for this coming weekend, and going out and say, oh, I'm looking for somebody 3 years down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's ongoing, and you learn to manage it. It's just part of college hockey, and I think that's what makes college hockey unique. Like, I don't know how much Kevin Luke and Josh Bittner have to go out during the year, you know, basketball, and look at players, where we're constantly, you know, almost every week we'll be watching a game somewhere or bringing someone in. You know, they might have the luxury of just going to different camps in the summer and recruiting there. And I'm sure they go out a little bit during the year, but we're constantly going out watching games. Like I said, last Tuesday I went to, you know, see a game. And you know, if you have time off, it's not time off. That's just another night to you know, go out and watch a recruit or take advantage of it. So, but yeah, it's you know, you want to, like we talked this week, we're going to send Joe Sean out east and downstate because there's a tournament going on there, prospect tournament Monday and Tuesday of this week. And we just said, you know what, no, let's stay here. It's team time. I mean, let's focus in on our team. You know, we like where our recruiting's at. You know, the kids we're going to go watch, you know, well, we can catch them. They're still got a long season, so we can pick them off at another time. So you try to, you know, manage your time as a staff the best you can. And what is the most important thing at that time. So, and right now it's this week and for our team, and I feel it's very important that we're all here for practice.
Next question, Coach, who will replace Blake Pietila, I'm guessing, in taking key faceoffs next year?
Well, I think you could just start with Mike Neville yeah. And you know, Dylan Stamen is very good, and you know, we have a couple of guys we've redshirted. You know, Evan Anderson's, you know, good on faceoffs. So we've got a number of guys that will be out and go out and take some key faceoffs. So, but yeah, it's hard. Blake has been so good at it. You know, he's been outstanding, and you know, there's not many he loses. I'll tell you that. So, and good for him.
Here's a good question, Coach, and this has been brought up before, I think, and you've answered it, but why did Mel bring in Jimmy Davis as a true freshman versus having him develop and play a couple of years in juniors?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we felt at the time that, you know, given how Jimmy had played, and we saw him in a couple of camps, and he looked really good, so we needed some defensemen at that point. And
we had a lot of injuries at that point, if I remember.
Yeah, right. And you know, we had some other guys we weren't quite sure. We want to change the culture and the tempo how we played, and we brought Jimmy in, and unfortunately for him, I think the biggest thing that set him back is injuries himself. You know, he got a couple bad injuries that took him out of a play for quite a while, and at that point, you know, guys moved into the lineup and played extremely well. But having said that, Jimmy's been a consummate teammate. You know, he never complains, never takes a day off. He comes in, works hard, stays after, lifts. I mean, you know, I feel bad at times for him because he gives you everything he has, and he's, like I said, a true consummate teammate, you know, and you'd like to play him a little bit more. But I remember last year at this time we had to, you know, had an incident, and he came in and had to play against Northern Michigan and hadn't played much in a big game and played extremely well for us.
What was your biggest learning experience as a coach this season, Coach?
Oh, biggest learning experience as a coach this season. That's a good question. You know, you're always learning something. I think this year it was just overall preparation of the team. We tried some different things as far as our, you know, when we showed the scout tape, for example. So every week we'll show a scout tape on our opponent, and we mix things up. I think just mixing things up, like for practice, example, when we went to Alaska, we took the Wednesday off before we played. You know, it's very – we had a terrible practice Tuesday, and here we are giving them Wednesday off. So just managing our practices, you know, just changing our routine up a little bit. I think I learned that it's okay to experiment with some things, and we had some success with things. So, you know, you don't have to stay with a rigid regimen that you have, and, you know, and just sort of get in these habits of doing things a certain way. I mean, it's good to have a routine and get in certain habits, but I think it's okay to change that a little bit too. So I think that's one thing I really learned, where it doesn't have to be done the same way all the time to have success, and to be able to change some things and make it more, you know, make it different, make it, you know, for your players. They need that because, like, yeah. I said, September's a long time ago. If you do everything the same day, I remember one of the things they always come in and they always used to know, not only here, but what practice was like Tuesday, what drills were going to Tuesday. They could go down and tell you what it was going to be, you know, and what Wednesday was going to be, what Thursday is going to be. So I think it's important to keep them off balance a little bit.
Coach, this is an interesting question. Have you ever had a goalie who would be good enough to play a position as a position player if needed due to injuries, and vice versa, position player playing in net?
I'm not sure about the position player going in net, because I saw some guys after the year, they go and fool around a little bit and put the pads on, and they look terrible. But, you know, Steve Shields, I mean, he plays out now. You know, I don't know if he's any good, but he got done playing his pro days, he played, you know, some senior hockey and whatnot and played forward. He liked to play out. Marty Turco played out until he was about 13 years old. So he's a guy who probably could go out and play and smart enough and understands the game. So there's a couple of goalies. I'm not sure about any of our current guys because I've never seen
them
out
there for you. Tiger Pierce didn't play goalie until he was older.
Yeah, Tiger,
in juniors. And then, you know, and since he graduated from Tech, I don't think I've ever seen him in the pads again.
Haven't, yeah. Well, those goalies, I mean, they're smart. You know, they understand how fast that puck is coming at them, and there's an easier way to enjoy it and have fun than play goalie.
All right, we have more questions coming in. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll get to those questions right after this. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Holy brisket.